Welcome back to Fritz and Friends, everyone. I'm Cheryl Fritz here on 1320 WILS and 1320 WILS.com. This is a fun one. These are the kind of interviews I look forward to. Joining me on the phone right now is Alan Mingo, who is coming to Wharton Center very soon here in East Lansing, playing Donkey in Shrek. Good evening, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Now, how did you get involved? You've got a long list. Your resume is long and quite impressive, actually. Why don't you give us a little bit of your background first, and then we'll talk about Shrek.
For sure. Well, for me, I pretty much have started working since leaving grad school, and I've done, this is, I guess, my fifth sort of Broadway sort of musical and or tour. So I'm excited to add another one to the list. Shrek is quite amazing, but this is actually not my first time taking animated films to musicals. I wound up playing Simba and Lion King, and I wound up just recently finishing playing Sebastian with Little Mermaid. So it seems like my career has been turning into animated films to musicals and playing animals.
Someone's
trying to tell me something.
Well, I think when you find something that works, you stay with it. I'm reliving my children's childhood and my second childhood with looking over your resume. Like you said, Sebastian and the Little Mermaid. You were Tom Collins in Rent. Now that's more of a big guy's show. That's more of an adult. but Lion King and Christmas Story, the musical. I mean, as well as TV appearances. So you do other things other than cartoons.
I do. But it just seems like the big ones seem to be, someone's telling me I should be playing animals for a living. Now, who thought that out of grad school, that's exactly what I'd be doing? I thought I'd be doing Shakespeare, Moliere, you know, things of that nature. But I'm so thankful to actually get the opportunity to bring some of these favorite characters to life and introduce new audiences to the Broadway theater.
Well, and that's what I wanted to talk to you about in part is this medium brings it to a whole different group of folks who may be older or younger than I, who didn't have kids with all of these shows when it was time to see them as movies, who have a love for the theater, will now be introduced to Donkey and Shrek.
Exactly.
I love that. And this is the DreamWorks production of it. And how this all came about, I think, is pretty interesting as well. And maybe just for folks who don't know the background, from press release information, it's the story of a swamp-dwelling ogre who goes on a life-changing adventure to reclaim the deed to his land. Gee, that sounds like some kind of modern fairy tales, doesn't it?
Exactly.
And then
the thing is, sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, sir.
Well, I was just going to say is that the thing is, one thing about Shrek is it sort of turns fairy tales, the stories that we know, on its ear, and it's sort of an anti-hero hero. I mean, usually you have this very good-looking man going to go rescue this beautiful princess, and they live happily ever after. But Shrek, the story sort of turns everything on its side and brings back some of those old fairy tales that we heard of as kids from, you know, The Dish and the Spoon, Three Little Pigs, Big Bad Wolf, Peter Pan, Three Blind Mice. So it's quite funny watching the adults who think that it's just a children's show, and they come in and they hoot and holler and have a good time themselves, because it sort of gives them a time to reminisce on some of the characters that were read to them when they were kids.
And your character of Donkey, the press release continues to say, joined by a wisecracking donkey, this unlikely hero fights a fearsome dragon, rescues a feisty princess, and learns that real friendship and true love aren't only found in fairy tales. And I have to tell you, seeing the movie more than one time, many, many times, you know, Donkey's always my favorite. And, I mean, how much fun is it to play this character?
It is actually a blast. I mean, I would say at first it was stressful knowing that, you know, they've done polls and people come and talk about the donkey over time. That's one of their favorite characters, and because he's so well known. And for me, sort of taking it, acting sort of right from the text rather than an impersonator, I was a little stressed out trying to figure out how do you really portray this character that everyone, when they walk in the theater, they know what it sounds like, they know how he reacts and responds. And so I would say that was challenging, but I think working with the directors and with the whole DreamWorks team, and getting in their head exactly how they wanted this character portrayed, we're very, very happy in how it's come out. And I'm loving that everyone's loving the donkey. I appreciate it.
Well, he just adds that kind of sassy fight, like you said, feisty touch that we love. And have you been able to make Donkey your own, do you feel? Do you think you own this part in this production?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Again, because I don't really do impersonations, I didn't really want to give you a two-dimensional sort of hearing the same thing you heard in the movie. I mean, definitely I have some of the vocalisms that in a few spots, so you actually recognize the donkey. But they really allowed me just to draw from the text and draw from the situation and have everything be true to the donkey, and then adding sort of the physicality to it, since you're watching sort of a live individual and not walking on all fours. How do I still portray, as I'm walking on two legs, the donkey? So we took time and sort of I'm making a great marriage between all of those things. And so I really do have a great handle on the character, and I'm really thankful that they sort of made it my own. And I'm extra thankful that the audience is still coming in and still loving the donkey after spending, 2 hours and 20 minutes with him. And, usually the films run about 90 minutes long, so we get to really expand on the characters a little bit more. So, again, I'm thankful that everyone's sort of loving the character, even though it's live compared to watching the film.
Well, this is radio, so we can't see you doing the physicality of the role. Can we hear any donkey? Can we hear a little in character?
Well, I'll do my famous Shrek! Shrek!
That'll do it. That'll do it. We haven't said off the top yet that Shrek the musical comes to the Wharton Center on February 8th through the 13th. The tickets are currently on sale. I'll be there opening night and looking forward to seeing you, most certainly. And this program from the press release, again, I love reading through the information. It was initiated when Sam Mendes, who's a big fan of the Shrek film, suggested the idea to, of course, DreamWorks Animation's Jeffrey Katzenberg, who we've all heard of, and about the time the second film was in production. And, that's not a bad crowd to be hanging with, Alan.
That is definitely not a bad crowd. I will tell you, I was intimidated because I knew of these individuals before I sort of started working on the project. So they were sort of heavily involved in making sure that it sort of lived up to their animated film. And I would actually say that they gathered the team again to actually do the tour so that we can make it better. And that is very rare when you find a Broadway show leaving Broadway to go on tour. They tend to sort of try to downsize it so it can fit in all the theaters. But DreamWorks assembled the whole team to make sure we're making it better. I mean, we added new songs, we've added new characters, we've added new puppets, like the dragon puppet seems to be a knockout with the audiences compared to what it was on Broadway. So, again, we're all so glad that they all were hands-on making this new production a relatively new and keeping the same heart that was on Broadway, but actually trying to make it better. And, again, that is very rare.
Well, so folks who may have seen it on Broadway and so forth, this is a different production they'll see. They can love this one even more.
Well, yes. I mean, they're going to see some of the things they loved on Broadway, but they're going to get some very special surprises with this one. Again, our dragon puppet is quite amazing. I mean, wingtip to wingtip covers the entire stage. You'll see this massive dragon pretty much chasing me all around, and I kind of tell people I'm not acting at that moment. That big puppet I am truly scared of and I'm running from.
Well, what is your favorite part of traveling with this show? And I guess I'll start with how long have you been on a road with this?
We've been on the road for approximately 6 months. We started in May, but we opened in July in Chicago. So it's about a little over 6 months we've been working together on the road. And I have to say, coming into work every day is not like coming into work. I'm having such a great time, especially working with Haven Burton playing the princess and Eric Peterson playing Shrek. And David F. M. Vaughn playing Lord Farquaad. We're having such a wonderful time. The show never really is the same because it really takes a lot of audience participation. And so it's quite fun coming into work knowing that you never know what's going to happen. And with this sort of material, which is truly like a comedy compared to some of the other work that I've done, it's quite nice having a great sort of ribbon jab to other musicals in this, and having the audience sort of just bust out laughter, uncontrollable laughter, and we sort of just take that energy and sort of run with it. So again, it's like going to go play. I almost felt a little guilty.
Well, don't feel guilty. And I'm looking forward to being there opening night at the Wharton Center. February 8th through the 13th is when Shrek the Musical will be there. Alan, in the description it says Shrek's lovably annoying best friend Donkey. I find you lovable. I sure don't get the annoying part, but I'll reserve that for judgment when I see the show.
So you're with me. I hate when they say annoying because I don't think I'm annoying.
No, I think you're quite lovable. Alan, thank you for taking a few minutes to be with us today. I appreciate it so much.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
We've been speaking with Alan Mingo, who plays Donkey in Shrek the Musical, coming to the Wharton Center February 8th through 13th. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends.